Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing. Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Such thing as breathing room when you're fighting Tony Ferguson.
I had fucking fun in there. There wasn't nobody was gonna take this fucking time from me. I went in there and act like it was sparring.
Tony El Cucuy Ferguson.
Oh! Oh. Right into his knees, wobbled. That hurt him bad. Holland has him down.
He's got a dorsal.
I think I can submit anybody in the world, to be honest.
Kevin Trailblazer.
Tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're out of here.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. We were just spending some time getting to know our new producer, Jake, who seems like he really wants to do it. So that's good news.
Jimmy,
yes,
I've been listening to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, and I'm confused. On some versions, it's hail, hail, and other versions, it's hey, hey, hey. What's the matter with you? You know what I mean, Jimmy? Is it hail or hail?
I think it's hail.
But why would it be hail? Are you talking to a guy named Hail? Asking what's wrong with him?
No, hail as in the weather.
Now, Jimmy. All right, let's talk about fights.
Yeah, we have a really good show. I'm just trying to. I'm in the Sirius XM building. I'm not home because they're doing demolition in my apartment, and it's just too loud. So my setup is new. I have to race home right after this and tape other shit.
It's a nice way of saying you have a hard out.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I guess we should talk about Tuivasa versus Ciryl Gane. We have Tony Ferguson and Kevin Holland on today, so I wanted to at least start before Tony jumps in.
I do, but Jimmy, I really think it would be actually disrespectful to our audience by saying that we just appear and they go, "Well, you were gone for three episodes. Are you going to act like those three episodes didn't happen?" I understand Labor Day. I understand.
Yeah, it was just
the day off. Where were we?
They just gave us time off, which they normally don't do. But I guess knowing that they were making a change behind the scenes and knowing that my apartment, I was traveling, and also my apartment's a disaster. And I couldn't record there anyway. So I think that they just figured this would be easier.
We 100% could have went into the Taya Tuivasa and Ciryl Gane.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was just gibberish. I think we got Tony coming in. Am I correct?
Is he here yet or no?
I don't know. I see Emily.
I can't click on anything.
When I look up, it says Emily something is talking. So I don't know if it's our new producer trying to get in touch with us. Give me a text because I don't know who Emily is.
Yeah.
Look, not
what,
yet.
What did you think? He's not here yet. Did you think, I thought, and again, maybe watching it back, I was incorrect. But when Tuivasa dropped Gane, I really thought did he hesitate a second? It looked to me like Tuivasa just watched him fall and then hesitated a split second, and that split second prevented him from being able to finish the fight.
I don't know about that. I do know that Gane, not only does he have footwork, he has a chin, and he has, when he wants to sit into it and put, because
Sure.
When's the last time Taya Tuivasa been put out? I mean, he sat down into those punches.
Yeah.
They were accurate. They were hard. It was awesome. I mean, he just outstruck him brilliantly. And, you know, Taya Tuivasa tried to make it dirty, tried to make it like a rough, nasty fight by getting in and roughing him up. But God, kept his composure. But when it was time to put him away, he just did it brilliantly, man. It was calculated. It was accurate. It was angles. I can't say enough, man. I thought it was done pretty easy for him. I know it might not have looked like that, but I think that because he got caught with that one shot. But so you take that one shot away, I mean,
I think JDS is the last guy to stop him. Junior, I think the last guy to stop him in that one. I'm doing this on my phone, so forgive me. It's a little longer. About 4 years, 3.5 years.
No, listen, man. All I know is I heard on the countdown special, Tony Ferguson did a muffin joke. He was at the PI. He goes, "Hey, there's two muffins in the oven, and one, should I do it, or do you want me to have him do it?"
Well, I would rather have him do it just because he might open with it. So if you do it.
No. Is it going to ruin it if I do it right now? If I tell you it, is it going to ruin it?
Well, we could ask whatever right. you, what do you, I don't know
wait.
The joke.
I'm going to wait. It's almost like one of the, I think one of those, what do they call meta jokes.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those jokes where you're expecting something and then it's like, what? But then right. he thought it was funny and he like smiled and walked away. He's the boogeyman. They call him the boogeyman. El Kukui, he's the fucking boogeyman.
Is that what that means? I never knew what it meant.
Yes, Jimmy. Well, you think it's something just to, it sounds cool, El Kukui, it does.
I honestly did, yeah. I knew it meant something, but I'm too mentally lazy to investigate what things mean. I take them very face value.
What's that? He's 38 years old. Oh, Tony's here, get him in. All he's going to hear now is me going, he's 38 years old.
Yeah. Well, we have something to
talk about.
Yep.
I want to ask him if he'd want to do that Adam Hunter show. Adam Hunter, the comics go up.
Yeah.
First, I want to ask about the muffin joke. You look good, bro.
I feel good, man.
Hey, that's it. Yeah, sit down, man. Like
Matt almost told your muffin joke. Now, I wanted to wait for you. Matt was going to tell your muffin joke. He didn't tell it, though.
So there's these two muffins, right? They're sitting in the oven. One muffin looks at the other muffin and says, "Holy shit, it's hot in here." The other muffin says, "Holy shit, a talking muffin."
Jimmy, you are a comedian, Jimmy. You tell Tony, you tell El Kukui what you think of his joke. I love
it. I enjoyed it because you don't see the punchline coming at all.
10-year-old joke, man. It's actually like a 15, 20-year-old joke. Fucking, I'm old now.
It's a little dirtier than I prefer a joke, but you didn't hear the joke. I didn't see it coming, so yeah, I enjoyed it.
Here's one more. I got one more. It's why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Why?
Because he's feeling kind of crummy. I asked my grandma this one. I was like, "Hey, grandma," I was like, "why did Cookie go to the hospital?" She was having a shitty day. She was like, "I don't know, because he was baked."
Oh, shit. That's actually better.
Way better. I think your grandma outdid you. Listen, we might get you on that. Adam Hunter does a comedy night with fighters. Would you ever consider that?
I think we had a song picked out for Khabib, man. I'm going to be real. Some making fun of Fathead. So I'm excited about that.
You seem like you're in a great mood.
Yeah.
Tony, that feels good, man. You're in a relaxed, great mood. Is that, is it because you just, listen, there's guys in there that enjoy their work and enjoy their job, but I don't, you might be one of the guys who enjoy it the most, it seems. Like you enjoy the being in the fire.
I enjoy the fight week. I enjoy the buildup. It's kind of like a movie that nobody else knows how to do it. You're a director, producer. You go in and you know what the product's going to be because you're the one that wrote it. You know what I mean? If you got good material and you hand it in, there's not too many red marks. Okay, I got something good here. You know, I took myself out of my comfort zone, Mr. Sarah. What I did is I went to Jackson Week, for a week. I stayed there for a week, brought my family. But it's been a good one, though. I'm going to be real. Camp's been great. Training's been good. Eating. I just had a slushie this week, which was crazy. And I had a soda in my hand. I was in the elevator. These fighters were looking at me like I was crazy. I was like, cheers.
It's nice to do that fight week, right? To not have to panic about the weight loss or stress about the weight loss.
It's cool, man. I put on a lot of healthy weight lifting, right? I had 2 months for after the Chandler fight, and I used that as vacation. But after like maybe a week, not even a week, I went to the training room and I started lifting heavy, and I stayed structured with it like I would in football, 5 exercises, 3 reps apiece, build on some muscle, man, feeling good. And I made it functional.
I can see you as a hard guy that like to sit still. I can't see you just sitting still and just watching TV too long. Is that right or wrong? I see you got to get up and work on the wooden dummy or something.
No, I have a Hoyt bow. I know how to sit still and go in the woods and do my thing. I know how to track deer. You know, we gutted my first deer when I was like 8, 9 with my pops. And you know, I grew up with cords of wood and, you know, sitting in the stand, you got to be quiet. You know, you can't take somebody out there. Otherwise, you know, you bring them out with a 6-pack, they're going to go piss their name in the snow and shit. You know, it's not like that with me.
How long is one of those waits up there? Like, are you up there for hours? Are you up there for 45 minutes? It depends. I mean, how long is a usual wait up there?
A tree stand?
Yeah, how long?
My pops can be up there forever, man. I remember going out there on Thanksgiving. Hours? Yeah, dude. We built a tree stand up there with a deer blind up on the top. And we put a Lazy Boy in that bitch. And you know what I mean? He was the one that took that when I was over in the other part in the corner of the field. And like I was telling these guys, I would fall asleep after football practice and just waiting for a deer over here. I'm like, is that fucker going to come over here at all?
Are you not allowed to bait? Is that like a rule? You're not allowed to put bait out?
Yeah, you can have bait. You know what I mean? I think you have to be careful with the salt lick, with the big block, but yeah, you have bait piles and you have some other stuff. It's kind of frowned upon hunting at night.
Shit, man.
Why hunting at night frowned upon?
It's just different. You never know. I mean, it's something that's kind of like that. I mean, you can't. You use the moonlight to be able to look at the bait pile and so on and so forth. You know, if there's snow on the ground, you can kind of tell like where the animal is. It's just a little bit more reassuring when it comes down to it. I'm a tracker, though. My pops would always bring me out there, and if there was like little tiny, I would find it. I find anything, man. I'm a tracker.
So you like the woods. You're good at being by yourself and just kind of getting into your own headspace and not needing distractions from people or from anything else?
Absolutely, dude. I'm a country boy at heart. I grew up on 40 acres and I grew up cutting cords of wood for heat and just doing things different. You might look at me, you might not think that, but I was the same way like how I am now back in the country. And I would go to California and I would be a city boy, but it's hard to drop that country life. And I listen to country music. I do that, but I enjoy being in the woods. I love animals. I love going out there and just, you know, if I could cut my grass in 3 hours, which means that you have that much space and that much land, I'll be happy. And that's what I'm working towards.
That's amazing, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, he's in a good place. And when all the camps out there, what made you choose? I know they have a great track record. What made you choose Jackson Wink? You had a good dealings with them before?
I talked to Hackelman for a long time. I talked to Coach Hackelman. I talked to Gibson for the longest time throughout the
Tony, you're going to hate us. Tony, I want to let you go before it happens again.
Yeah.
You keep telling them, don't bother the guy, and they keep bringing you back.
They just won't.
You, Coach Sarah, you're cool, man. It's awesome.
Listen to me. Cool. Tony, we love watching you fight.
We're going to
be watching this weekend. I hope you fight for another 10 years. I can't get enough El Kukui. When you do the dance, if you hurt somebody, I'm the guy getting up going, oh! Do your thing, El Kukui, this weekend, bro. We're watching.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Coach Sarah. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. You
have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Tony, have a great fight. UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by Neds, the official wagering partner of the UFC in Australia. Aussie fight fans, keep an eye out for this weekend's UFC pay-per-view event as Neds offers a split decision return. This means if you place a head-to-head bet on any main card fight and your pick loses by split decision, Neds will pay you out as a winner.
Plus, you can pump up your odds with a UFC multi simply by combining your favorite markets across all fights on the card. The action doesn't stop with UFC. Neds has everything you need to take it to the Neds level, regardless of what you bet on. For those sports punters, Neds Same Game Multi is now available on more sports than ever before. And for the racing fanatics, Neds Blended is available on all three racing codes. Blended lets you pick multiple runners to win in the same race at special blended odds. It's never been easier for you to be paid out as a winner. Look, whatever you bet on, take it to the Neds level. UFC markets exclude South Australian residents. Split decision return eligible on first $250 staked. Minimum blended odds are $1.10. Terms and conditions apply. Are available on the Neds website. Remember to always gamble responsibly. Please call 1-800-858-858. Hey, UFC fans, are you looking for an edge to your workouts? I know I certainly am. Something that could help with warm-up and recovery times. Sweet Sweat is the official marketing partner of UFC and of UFC Performance Institute. Their topical gel got its start in boxing and UFC, as a lot of fighters used it to help them cut weight prior to fights. Here's all the things Sweet Sweat can do. Targets slow to respond areas of the body, accelerates warm-up and recovery times, slows down lactic acid buildup, assists in creating a longer and more rewarding workout. I'm not even a fighter and all these things sound great. We get it. You're probably skeptical, but just think about it. Sweet Sweat only works with an elevated heart rate, meaning you have to put in the work for the product to work. You can't just sit there and have it work. It's not a miracle product. They have a long list of professional athletes that use their product on a daily basis, and they're partnering with UFC Performance Institute to show you the science behind Sweet Sweat.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Jimmy, are you watching the new Game of Thrones?
I am, yeah.
I'm fucking, don't tell me how the last episode ended, but I'm enjoying the shit out of it, man. Oh, what's the matter, Jimmy Downer?
It's good. It doesn't suck. I like the king. I like the princess. The acting is good. The brother, what's his name? Damon from, he's also in The Crown, played Prince Philip. He's a great actor. I don't love it because I tell you why. After you see the next episode, I'll tell you. But I think there's certain moments I don't like how they pass time too quickly and just assume years. You know time has passed.
A couple of years, man. Get over it. It's a couple of years.
Yeah. I don't love it.
I'm liking it. And it's okay. I'm like, you know why I'm liking it? Why? I thought it maybe just was some cash grab. They're throwing something up. We'll throw in more dragons. We'll make it about the Targaryens. Mm. It's based on the Fire and Blood book or something by George R.R. Martin. So
yeah,
the source material's there. Like they got like the story of Damon. They knew what was going to happen with this whole, they didn't just come up with this story for this program. So that's why it's good. I thought it was gonna be that. So I don't know what's going to happen when they do that other one with Jon Snow beyond the wall type of thing. But you know, I'm going to watch that too.
I gave it a shot. I'm on episode 3. I've actually finished episode 3. It's okay. It doesn't suck. I don't love it yet, but I'll probably keep watching it.
Jimmy, did you see on my Instagram? I tagged you in something.
And I did not. I don't check my at mentions usually. Why? What happened?
No, I tagged you because my PT guy was massaging my knee because it blows up a little bit because I've been teaching a lot. Yeah. And he's massaging it. And he had a glove on that has electricity in it. So I asked him, and I put it on my Instagram, Matt Serra BJJ. I asked him, what if you're a little deviant like my friend Jimmy? Can I get him this? And what if he whacks off in it? What's going to happen to his cock? And then he's like, well, he might get a flame. But he didn't really, you know, he tried to work with me, but
sure.
So, yeah, that's what I asked him about it, Jimmy. So if you get something in the mail,
sure. Package,
with an electric thing, you know, just, you know.
I'll put the glove on and I will not masturbate with it, but I will, however, perhaps I'll utilize one finger and I'll let you know what the result is.
Yeah, stick one little pinky, like in your
pinky. What am I, a rookie? Pinky. What is it, 1986?
I want you to do that and sit on your hand. Anyway.
Hey, so also, congratulations. By the way, Matt, before I forget, Robert Whittaker, what a great fight with Vettori. He looked so good. So congratulations to Robert Whittaker. He still looks pretty fucking unbeatable, except for, and they pointed out how great Adesanya is, the fact that he's beaten Vettori twice, he's beaten Whittaker twice. I mean, who after... Alex Pereira fights Jesus Christ, Israel.
Adesanya.
What happens? Yeah, like they fight, and I guess if Izzy, I think DC said that if he gets scorched, then maybe Alex against Whitaker. But I still think that Adesanya gets a rematch, of course, immediately. Just like Kamaru Usman gets a rematch.
Let's see how that shit goes first. You know what I mean?
I can't think of a scenario. I can't think of a scenario where Adesanya doesn't get the rematch. I think he's earned any, no matter what happens. If he walks into the cage and trips and falls on his fist and gets knocked out, I still think he deserves a rematch immediately.
Well, that's that. Hopefully that doesn't happen like that.
No, of course not. But you know what I mean? Like him, Usman, guys like that have earned it. John Jones, if he were to lose at light heavyweight.
Hey, man. That Robert Whittaker, he was just too quick and accurate, man. I really didn't take in consideration when I thought of it, and I thought Marvin was going to win, that his takedown defense is uncanny.
Yeah.
He really does have some really great takedown defense. So I think Marvin was getting a little outgunned on the feet.
Yeah.
And he wanted to take it down. He couldn't. So it just ended up not being his night, man. And Whittaker really is a hell of a martial artist.
Tremendous.
Listen. So I'm, you know, you see little clips on like YouTube. They have little shorts and little clips of stuff. So I'm sure I'm not getting a guy in trouble because it's all over the internet. Fucking someone who looked very much like Master Enzo Gracie on 14th Street. Why don't you right now type that in and see somebody put Enzo in a headlock and Enzo go escape towards his back?
I think I did. Hold on.
That's Enzo. That's Master.
Oh, let me see. Well, how old is this clip?
I think it might have been a day or so.
Oh, it's new. Okay, maybe I didn't see it.
So you see Enzo on the, you see somebody put a headlock on and like throw someone to the ground, and that guy put Enzo in a headlock. Headlocks suck. So you see Enzo go to his back, and then get on top with a body lock, and then pass it to half guard, and the guy's trying to hit him. And
Is this a real fight or a guy?
Oh no, it's a real fight.
I'm sorry, Matt. I missed
that.
That's
Enzo Gracie, bro. We live with this shit. Watch it. You watch it?
I can't find it. I'm just... Enzo. Hey, hold on.
Enzo Gracie street fight in Subway, New York. Type in that. That's awesome, man. Guy's trying to punch him.
Arrested after... No, that's the bouncer.
That's the bouncer. Yeah, Enzo had a couple of scraps. Enzo, you know. This is great, man. This is great. I mean, it's not great.
Pick out two. Is it on Enzo's Twitter?
Nah, I got it on YouTube. I type in Enzo Gracie street fight in New York. I have that in the, it's on one of those like little, you know, when they do the shorts.
2012. How the fuck am I not finding it?
Well, we're going to find it.
It's all right, fight a racist in the subway? Yeah, hold on.
I don't know about that. It's 3 hours.
That's what it says.
is that it?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, this is Enzo. Let me see.
This is funny, man. Guy's trying to punch him. Enzo passes.
Wait, I can't see it. There's too many people in the way.
You'll see. Watch the whole thing, man.
Enzo's on top of the guy. Why are these assholes in the way?
I don't know, man. But you see Enzo getting the half guard. Video cuts off. And- That's what he says.
Who is the guy? Just Henzo's trying not to hurt him.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Henzo threw any strikes because he knew they were video and shit. But listen, man, jujitsu, dude. You can't get disarmed, you know what I'm saying? But you know, listen, you don't mess with Enzo Brace.
He was confronted for speaking Portuguese.
Oh shit, you never know. Probably
speak English here. Somebody was who the fuck yells at a two guys speaking Portuguese in New York? Guy's probably a drunken asshole. Good for Enzo. Here we speak English.
What a dirty fighter. This gun is again hitting the back of AJ.
Oh, Junior Del Santo said that. Yeah.
Who said that?
JDS.
Why does it say Dana White? JDS said that?
I believe so. Yeah. Maybe unless I'm an idiot.
I'm reading this. Guys, where this co-main, above the co-main event, I'm reading a quote from somebody. I don't know where the fuck the quote's from, though. Oh, it is from JDS.
Yeah. Right, because
no fan of Serial Gun. Nah, he's talking about hitting the back of the head. Yeah. And that guy, no, listen, he gave him like a hammer fist, like up close.
It was funny.
Come on, JDS.
And by the way,
I like JDS, but that sounds like wah, wah, wah. He's a little upset.
Yes, this fight made me want to see Jones against Gunn. I really would like to see that more than I would even want to see. And I love Stipe, but more than I would even just stylistically, I would love to see Jones against Cyril Gunn.
I want to see him versus Stipe.
Do you?
Yes. Fuck. Stipe wants some respect on that name, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But for years in and out of the octagon, son.
I just want to just stylistically the way Gunn fights and the way Jones fight. It would be interesting just to see how they handle each other.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you feel right? Hey, I gotta get the words. Ready?
No.
Hey.
Yeah, so you want to see Stipe against Jones. I would love to see that as well. But after that Gunn fight, I just would like to see what Jones can do with him. I think that's a really interesting fight.
Come and get Stipe against Tuivasa. What is it? I'm sorry.
Stipe against Tuivasa, I'd love to see.
There's a lot of fights I'd love to see. I want to see Daniel Rodriguez versus fucking
Kevin Holland.
Kevin Holland is coming on any second.
I hope so. Yeah, that's a great fight. This is a great card. And what do you think of Chimaev against Diaz? Who do you think wins that fight?
Well, look, man, I'm Team Diaz. You understand? I've been Team Diaz for a long time, man. Long time. I feel that if you look on paper, everybody's saying, oh, that comes out, it's the monster movie, and yada, yep. Yada. I get it. But I'm saying that Diaz knows a storm's coming. And Diaz weathered some storms in his day. And I think Khamzat's going to be like, oh, I'm going to take this skinny Diaz and just finish him. And I think it's going to get to the later round. And I'm going to say, fifth round strangle by Nathan Diaz.
Get to his what? So cool. Here's what I think.
What?
I do think Chimaev is going to win the fight, but I'm still picking Diaz because I think Diaz, this is a, the main event. So it's a 5-round fight.
Hell yeah.
And Chimaev has never been dragged into a fourth and fifth round yet. He went 3 rounds with Gilbert and won and looked good. And, you know, again, he hadn't been out of the first, I think, before that. So I'm going to take Diaz by decision. I think he finds a way to stay in for the first couple of rounds, wears him out. And I think that he just manages to get to a decision. I think in the last 2 rounds, Chimaev is just unable to keep up. That's what I think.
Well, listen, man, I can't wait. You know what I mean? I cannot wait. Jay, what have you been doing? Have you been doing stand-up these last?
I did. I got surgery, as you know.
Yes, I saw your nose you sent me. What was that?
Yeah, they did some work inside my nose just to help me breathe better. It's going to be healing for another month, but it's just, you know, I'm glad I did it. And my apartment's being renovated and I traveled. I went away for 4 days, you know, just little things like that to feel alive and normal. What do you think, Matt? What do you think now? Jing Liang against Tony Ferguson?
Listen, man, I'd say Tony Ferguson, man, I don't know. He's looking. I want to see how this new camp does for him. I want to see what it does. I think that Jin Ling Lang is powerful, but I don't know if he's fought anybody quite like Tony Ferguson, man. I think Tony's got some left in the basement, and I think that I think Tony's going to pull this out. You know what I mean? I think he's going to pull this out where I think the camp switch might have been good for him.
I'm going to say Ferguson's second round stoppage.
Wow, I like it. I like where your head's at, man.
Yeah.
Come and get my love. Come and get my love. Come.
I don't think he loses another fight in a row. I mean, Ferguson's just too good. Again, he is 38, and Jing Liang is 34. It's not like he's young, but that could make a big difference. But I'm still going to say Tony in the second.
I'm looking at this whole card. Let's look at this whole card for a second. What do we got? This is a fun card, man.
It's a great card. Rodriguez Holland, a great fucking fight.
Johnny Walker versus
Iron Kutalaba. Yeah, what a great fight to open the main card with.
That's oof. Oh man.
Johnny's dropped a couple of fights. And Iron has dropped one. He was subbed by Spen. And what do you think in that fight?
Oh man. You know what I think? You want to talk about it? Let's talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
I think that I like Johnny Walker. He's very all over the place. But that Kutalaba is a fucking beast, man. He's a whack job. He goes right in your face and he's just like, "Rah!" You ever see him do that?
Not yeah. Like, but yeah, I think he wins by sub. I think he subs Johnny Walker. And again, the same as the Ferguson. I'm going to say in the second.
All right, now look. Let me see here. You know what's funny, man? No, it's funny. It's styles make fights. We're looking here and Span, you know, Kutalaba just lost to Span by sub. Meanwhile, yep. Johnny Walker KO'd Span back in 2020. You know?
Yeah. What I mean? Sure.
I mean, listen, MMA math don't work like that. We all know that. But I'm just pointing out some crazy shit. All right. I'm going to say Kutalaba by second round stoppage.
Okay, we're both saying that. All right.
You're not saying that. What are you saying?
Second round stoppage, the same as the Ferguson fight I said.
Oh, wait. But by who? Who are you picking?
Kutalaba.
Oh, well, all right. We're picking the same shit then.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, hold on. You know what? Yeah.
Exactly. All right, you want us to have...
I'm picking Johnny Walker. First round stoppage. Totally, you're like, man, that's not very professional.
No, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. Johnny Walker hits like a cement truck. Yeah, no, that's not crazy. No, you got reach.
You're looking at that 4-4 and funny haircut. You're saying, I don't know, Matt, maybe you, you know, smoke too much of the achievement. No, I think I stand by what I said. Watch out for a flying knee from hell. Irina Abana is on this card. Macy Chiasson. I'm saying Chiasson, right? Right? Yeah, right. Chiasson?
I say Chiasson.
Well, I say Chiasson also. Macy Chiasson versus Irene Aldana. I'm taking Irene Aldana by decision. That's what I'm taking. She's a bad B. She's good, really good. I like her style. I like Macy also. I do like Macy. But I'm taking Irene.
I say Macy.
Come on, Irene. Oh, you know what I mean.
I take Macy by decision.
Now that Irene, that's that. Come on, Irene. That's an old. That's like a. They were like a one-hit wonder, weren't they?
Isn't it Eileen?
Anyway, you're right, Jimmy. it has nothing to do with Irene.
No, it's a totally different person. It's nothing
come
to do with
on, Eileen. Oh, you know how does that go? It means everything.
It's an old come song. On, a guy named Lead Belly. It's like a Lead Belly song.
They're dressed like something out of like was it Oliver Twist or some shit, right? They're in the street, right? With the hats on. He's got a straw in his mouth, right? Remember this?
No.
Come on, Eileen. You want to sing it? Do you know the words?
No, I don't. I don't write
it. Let's move right along then, my friend. Come on, Eileen. Oh, they just wrote that. Well, thanks, Jay. First day on the job. Thank you, Jay.
There you go.
Hey, if I had had those abs, I wouldn't wear a shirt either.
Oh, I mean,
come on, everybody. Everybody, Jimmy, take your shirt off.
No,
Jimmy,
no.
Take your shirt off. Take it off. Do it. Hey, Trailblazer, show me the traps.
Come on, Jim.
Okay. I'm keeping my shirt off until you put your shirt on. Let's do this shit shirtless.
Shirtless. Fruits and no shirt.
Yeah, Gatorade and Reaper. Let's fucking go.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Very, very good. How did this fight with Rodriguez? This kind of came about fairly suddenly, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the process of making this fight happen? Because I know you've been calling for it and asking for it.
No. So, the thing is, you know me, I just like to fight as much as possible. And so, I heard some little comments were made when I was injured and couldn't fight the first time. People were trying to act like I couldn't make the weight and stuff like that. But as you see, I could make the weight. So then I noticed the rumor tried to change, like if I was nervous about fighting somebody or something. But I ain't never nervous about fighting nobody. So, you know, I had seen him at the UFC Fight Expo, and I was like, look, it was him and some other guys. And I was like, look at this, a bunch of guys I'd love to fight. And then I walked out and went and did my fan thing, you know what I mean? Signed autographs and stuff. Now, here we are a few months later. They're, you know, asking me who I'd want to fight for a tune-up before a bigger fight. And I was throwing out some names. So I'm the new car on the block, about to tune that thing up so I can get on the road and get the smash on everybody. Like the way it feels.
How do we get the catch weight? Is that 180, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, I like fighting at 85 and 70. So I was trying to fight at 70. D-Rod couldn't make weight. He said something about 80. I said 75. Since I'm trying to make that, since we're all trying to make that an official weight class anyways. And the matchmakers are like, nah, we're going to see what he wants to do. He came back with 80. Kind of ironic, since the first time we fought, he was talking about if I didn't make weight, he didn't want to take the fight. If I even missed weight by 1 pound, he wasn't going to take the fight. Well, now here we are. I'll take the fight at any weight. I guess we know who's scared and who's not.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You're good. Let the force be with you. I usually would say bless you, but let the force be with you.
Oh, are you a Star Wars guy?
I do like Star Wars.
I don't mind it either. Jimmy Jimmy goofs on me. He's like, you kid. I go, Jimmy, you bully.
I like the original Star Wars. I like the first three. After that, Rogue One is the only one I like from the last 25 years.
Yeah, because everybody dies in the end. Spoiler. Jimmy likes, for a comedian, hey, two words with him, Kevin Holland. Gloom and doom.
But I like Darth Vader's appearance in Rogue One. I think that I don't like the franchise without Darth Vader. Darth Maul stinks. That Han Solo's little droopy kid, his fucking emo kid, stinks.
Yeah, you're right. I can't argue with that. What about the guy that used to be all red with the spikes and shit? He was badass.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Yeah, he's fucking awesome, man.
I don't like his name.
Are you watching any new shows or anything, Kevin? Like, we were just talking about the new Game of Thrones. Are you a show watching guy, or are you too busy fighting crime and shit?
Nah. I watch TV. I was just caught up on the Upshaws. That was pretty good.
On what?
Keeping up with the Upshaws.
What is that? Tell me.
It was pretty good. It was like they had Mike Epps in there and some other lady who's pretty funny. And it was just funny as hell. Every day I was watching it. And then it's like, I just left me in a good mood. I'll go downstairs, crack some jokes to my kid. And be like, I'm funny, huh? He'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch the Mike Epps. You know, so.
Mike Epps is hilarious.
Yeah, I think so too.
He just had a hard time because in those Friday movies, they took he had to come in after Chris Tucker. And Chris Tucker was so, like, perfect in that first Friday that even though Mike Epps wasn't bad in the sequels, it wasn't the same as the first Friday.
No, I mean,
right?
It's kind of hard to keep up with, you know, with the first Friday. That's always going to be an OG. It's original for real. That's a really good movie.
It is one of those movies you can keep watching. And it's fun. I like how in the movie – well, I forgot their names in the movie, but Chris Tucker is trying to get Ice Cube to smoke. And the second he smokes, he's like, oh, man, you better stop me tripping. He's just goofing on him right away. Meanwhile, the guy's not used to smoking. So right away, he just He, come on, smoke. He had nothing to do. It's Friday. We don't got shit to do. Second he smokes and starts being silly, he's like, oh, man, you better. He's just fucking. He wasn't being a good weed friend. He was just goofing.
Nah, he was paranoid. He was all worried about the dude with the curl. Huh? Yeah, he was tripping.
I like when he had to take a shit in this guy's yard. Chris Tucker had to take a shit. And he's like, man. And he's in the yard. And they had that one guy. He's like, man, what you doing over there, Smokey? You're not taking a shit.
Yeah. He's like, don't tell nobody else. I won't tell nobody else. Smokey, back here taking a shit. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not telling anybody else. That's fucking great.
Hey, did either one of you guys, I just started watching this show called 60 Days In. Has anybody heard of that show?
No, what's that about?
It's where it's a reality show where there's a local jail and they take people who are not convicts and they actually work them through the system and let them go into the jail for 60 days to report what is wrong inside the jail. Some of them are corrections officers from other jails. And it sounds fake, but it's real. And they just to kind of give reports on what's like and what are the guards doing wrong and what's happening and contraband. And it's really, really interesting.
I wonder if they go deep cover and they have to really like just be a bitch and hold somebody's outside pocket and walk around the yard holding his pocket.
I don't know. I don't think they're penitentiary.
How much do you do for overtime? What are these guys? That's not.
I wonder, like, do they get like unlimited commissary or do they like, are they on like a budget?
No, there's cameras everywhere. I think the prisoners know that a show is being shot. They think it's like one of those just locked up interview shows where they talk to prisoners.
Oh, that's not the same then, dude.
I got it.
They know there's cameras. Well, they have to. It's the only thing to get cameras inside. But they don't know that they're actually being reported on. The guards don't pay attention. And the cameras are there for so long, they just kind of forget that they're there.
I got a better fucking idea. Seriously, hear me out, guys. For justice and for to make sure everything's good in there.
Sure.
Don't put one guy in. Put a team of two. You put you, Jimmy, and Kevin Holland. And no offense, Jimmy, but if someone's got, you're gonna be his bitch. Now, not Kevin. You don't literally gotta like fuck him.
Yeah, I hope not.
He will have to walk around the yard holding your outside pocket, and you're saying that he's gonna do your laundry and stuff like that. And then they're gonna be like, "Look, man, this new couple on C block fucking C, whatever." I don't know.
Why couldn't we just be friends?
Hey, it could be on my OnlyFans.
Hey, yeah.
Why can't we just be friends that go in?
Nah, the other one sounded better.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy, you froze. And now it looks like you're giving a blowjob. Look at him. Look at him. He's taking it too literally. Calm down. Are you picturing that microphone's black, you motherfucker? Sorry, Kevin. This guy's a sick motherfucker. You don't deserve this fight week.
Damn, Jimmy.
Guys, fix him while me and Kevin talk. Go ahead, Kevin. Yeah, but you're a weed guy, though.
Yeah.
Do you smoke during training or no?
Yeah, as long as I'm not, out here for fight week, yeah.
I used to always think that it would curve my anger. Like, it would, like, in other words, like when I was getting ready for a fight, for 2 months, I wouldn't touch. And because I would feel like it would get me, like I'd be more like a caged animal. Like, and when I smoke, I get more, you know, I'm chill, you know. Yeah. But, and it's good now when I'm 50 and it helps my, I could smoke and roll for an hour and I don't have to have that inner demon ready to come out in a fucking cage and try to take somebody's limbs off and break their jaw. But when you do have to be in that mindset, I feel the reefer could make you a little bit more. What do you think? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you probably are right. But I don't have to be in that mindset to fight. Like me personally, like I like being zen, you know? I'm just it's cool, true. Chill, relax, you know, having a good time. I really enjoy the job. You know, that's the job, you know, getting hit, you know, hitting people or hitting people and not getting hit. You know what I mean? Or getting hit, not hitting people. Either way, you know what I mean?
You don't have to put yourself into a mental place or a mindset to fight. You're just comfortable fighting, feeling however you feel at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I have different styles for different emotions. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm angry, I probably fight one way. If I'm happy, I fight another way. If I'm sad, I fight another way. You know, it's like, yeah, it definitely channels how you fight. But I learned that I like fighting just more zen than anything. You know, when I'm angry, I don't see everything. When I'm sad, I like taking the punishment, so on and so forth. But when I'm just at that whatever level, you know what I mean? Just not really caring about anything, I'm able to do the job the way the job needs to be done. So, yeah, it doesn't really make a difference.
I was going to ask you that too, and you kind of touched on the anger. Have you ever had a fight where you were angry and you felt that it pushed you to do things that you probably shouldn't have done, or did it change your timing or your pace because the anger was driving it?
Yeah, I've been angry with stuff like outside of the fight, and I take it into the fight. Or I've been sad with things that happen in real life, and I take it into the fight. And then usually I don't perform that well. So,
and yeah, you want the punishment. Not that you want the punishment, but you said something about when you're sad, taking the hits more or liking it more.
Yeah. Like if you feel like you deserve to be punished, I mean, probably the best place to be punished, right?
Right.
So, well, I'm not a kid anymore, so I can't get whoopings. So, you know what I mean? You know,
Jimmy might argue that.
Yeah, you could. There are methods, believe me. God knows I've spent a lot of money on that. But the idea of just in the cage where the consequences are so devastating if it goes wrong.
Never that bad. None of these guys are that good.
Hey, a lot of people talk about pre-fight nerves. Now, unless you have a crazy, crazy poker face, it looks like your nerves are just steady Eddie. How are you backstage? Is it just soon we're going to have fun? And is it more looking forward to what's about to happen?
You remember how Travis used to go to sleep back in the day?
Yeah.
I have to try not to go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to what now?
That's my dad for real. Yeah.
Like I just, really?
It just doesn't bother me. I really like fighting. You know, it's like, it just doesn't matter. You know, it's like, you know, whatever it is, like, it just doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like when I say these guys aren't that good, like they're probably, some of these guys are probably better than me physically fighting wise. Right. We got a ref in there, you know, like I'm not really worried, you know, it's like, it's as real as it gets with somebody standing there, making sure it doesn't get too real. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's like been through way worse. So whatever's going to happen in there, I'm at peace with it. You know, it's like, you know, samurai mentality, you know, the Ronin, if you do die, I mean, shit, I've lived a pretty good life. Who cares? So
you could sleep right before a fight?
Yeah, I can sleep. Yeah, the whole time until they say, hey, Kev, get up. Gotta warm up. I'm like, all right, hey, cool.
Jimmy, yeah. we were talking about Mr. Henzo earlier. Henzo Gracie looked like he got into a street fight altercation on a subway platform. But I was saying, Mr. Henzo used to always say, man, when I'd ask him about the fight getting up mentality, he goes, man, the fight's going to happen whether you worry or don't worry. So why are you worrying? That type of shit. So I'm like, that's a good way of thinking about it. It's going to happen either way. Whether you're sitting there, what about this? What about that? No, man, just it's going to let it happen.
Yeah.
It keeps, sometimes it's better to keep it simple. You know, that's how I am. You know, Jimmy would be like, what if he hits me? I'm only kidding.
Well, I would expect him to hit me, but I do tend to overthink shit and panic about things and psych myself out before I do something.
Fighting in a cage wouldn't be the thing for you then.
Probably not. It's probably one reason fighting. That's not the only thing that stopped me from doing it, but I would say that would be another motivating factor to not do it.
You want to
get hit?
Yeah, getting hit would be a big part of not wanting to do it. Yeah. And also just not want to take my shirt off in front of all those people. I don't want to take my shirt off in front of you two. I'm not doing it in front of a fucking arena.
Come on, man. I look for, when I saw him with his shirt off, I look for a reason to take my shirt off.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vegas. Who wears a shirt in Vegas, right?
And same in Strong Island. Jimmy, what the fuck?
Matt sees a man without a shirt and also wants to take off his shirt. Nothing wrong with that.
You judging me?
Not at all. That's who you are. Thanks. It's fine. By the way, Kevin, you've had a great 2022. You know what I mean? I know 2020 was amazing. 2021 wasn't obviously your favorite year, but then 2022, things are great.
Everybody says that. I mean, never forget, fighting doesn't make, break, or any of that stuff to me. You know what I mean? 2021 was amazing. I got full custody of my son in 2021, secured some other bags in 2021. 2021 was amazing. 2021
was a good year. In terms of just the record, not anything real in life. Yeah. But that Oliveira fight must have been such a, you seem so happy after that fight. Like it seemed to be, did you have any kind of weight on you about just again, only about the fighting record and that Oliveira win just kind of, was that like a relief for you?
No, I mean, it was cool to get the dub, but I was a little upset with myself. Like I lost that first round and there's like no way in mental, physical, in any freaking world in hell, I should have lost that first round. So I don't know what world we were in at that moment of time,
but I'm sure happy we got back to earth in the second round.
Right. Hey, and yeah. So you had a lot of stuff going on in 2021 and a lot of it worked out the way you wanted it to.
Yeah. I mean, fights are fights. I mean, I could have got paid more if I'd have won the fights. Probably could have been in a better position fighting wise, but I mean, honestly, I'm pretty happy and my life's good. I got nice cars. I got nice clothes and I still got a cool house. So I got some cool women in my life too. So can't be bad.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Did you guys see that shit that went down at the PI between Paulo Costa and Khamzat? Yeah.
What? The conversation that they had when one
what was standing this?
Behind
is
a cage it? Wall and the other one was walking down some stairs acting like people were really holding him back. I mean, this stuff is crazy. At the end of the day, this is all just media BS. None of it's really like, I don't know. Let me shut up. It's cool, though. I mean,
You're in the fight game. You're in the fight game. Say how you feel.
I mean, like, we're in the fight game. If you guys are going to fight. If you're going to argue, I mean, you're doing it for the camera. Let's be real. Like, they're only arguing for the camera. If there was no cameras around, you both would have just probably looked at each other and went the opposite way. You know what I mean? Like, when there's media around, Chimaev wants to do the little shove thing with me. There's no media around, he wants to throw his fist up and do a fist bump. Like, we good? Like, come on, bro. Like, let's be real here. Like, people do shit for the media. Nobody doing this shit because they really want to do this shit. Me and Buckley, we had a conversation in the elevator. No media. Nobody needs to know about it. You know what I mean? Like, it just is what it is. That's how two grown-ass men get down. Me and Brandon Allen, we had a conversation outside the elevator. No media. That's just how two grown-ass men get down. I like the shit that everybody else is doing is just, they all want the fucking hype. You know what I mean? Like, if you get it, you get it. Great. Whatever. You know? Paulo's looking for a bigger name, and he's like, Chimaev has a good name. Let me run off that.
And, I don't know who started with who, though. Who said?
It's Paulo Costa's a fucking bodybuilding actor who just found UFC and thought it was cool. And fucking Chimaev is, I don't fucking know. The kid wants to do whatever it takes to be on top of the fucking world. And if it means he needs the social media and the fucking media cast, and that's what it is, you know?
What do you think of this fight with Diaz? What do you think of this main event? A lot of people are counting Nate out.
I mean, I never count Nate out of anything. You know what I mean? I never count the Diaz brothers out of anything. They're just crafty individuals that understand what a fist fight is. They understand that no matter what you know, no matter what you can do, at the end of the day, we're standing in front of each other, it's a fist fight. So, you know, yeah.
He knows he's got a storm coming. You know, he's weathered storms before. Yeah. Okay? We know that. He knows he has jujitsu. He has a guard, Jimmy.
He has everything that it takes to honestly, you know, really give Chimaev a hard time. Cardio, great jiu-jitsu, and freaking good boxing. So it's like, it could be a tough night, but I mean, on paper, it shouldn't be, right? On paper, fucking, he should get ran through by the new young dog in the yard, right?
Yeah, unless he can, again, Chimaev has never been, in UFC, into a fourth and fifth round, and you see, like, Nate has been there many times. So if he can drag him into that, you see, maybe that affects him, maybe it, you know, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't get that far. But if he can pull him into, I'm sure that's going to be his strategy to try to pull him into the fourth and fifth round.
Yeah, of course.
It could be, man. Hey, did I even say congrats on getting custody of your son? How old is your kid?
He's 9 now.
Oh, I have a 9-year-old too. That's all. You haven't been training at all, no?
A little bit here, a little bit there. Not really, though. It's like my gym schedule is not as consistent as it needs to be. And the kid freaking plays around more than his father does. So it's like, he's there to have a good time and I'm there to work. So it just kind of just doesn't mix, you know?
It has to happen naturally. That's how I feel. You know?
Yeah.
What do you feel about him coming to fights? Like there was footage of Kamaru's daughter being very upset and kind of.
I'm not doing that, bro. Like, I don't even let my kid watch my fights on TV anymore. Like, you want to watch a rerun? That's perfectly fine. As long as we know what the outcome is and it's not that bad. You know, it's like, hey, you want your kid seeing you beat the crap out of somebody? No. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get where everybody thinks this shit's so fucking cool at. At the end of the day, it's a job. You know what I mean? It's a hell of a job. I enjoy the job a lot. It's not for kids. So,
I'm with you. But if my whole family's having a bad day, I'll throw that Frank Trigg fight in. I will. Just for the fuck of it. I'm like, daddy, look at daddy. Anyway, Kevin, I'm sorry. But I'm with you on that shit. Hey, one time I had my young daughter. She's 13 now. But I was playing the realistic UFC game, EA Sports One, whatever it was. And I got beat by fucking somebody. And they showed the replay. And my kid was like, first, like, daddy. Then she's like, ah! I'm like, oh, my God, it's even fake. And she got all freaked out. So I get what you're saying, man.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty rough. And your kids look at you like you're the greatest thing on the road. So you don't want them to start looking at you in anything negative, you know, whether you're winning, losing, whatever the case may be. It can turn negative really quick, you know. It's like you don't know how a kid visualizes things. So it's like you don't want to fucking put the wrong visualization in their head, you know, the wrong view, whatever the fuck you want to say it.
Right. Yeah. And plus, I always find it, I mean, our jobs are very different, but whenever I have somebody I know is there, it just changes my mentality a little bit. I just don't like the responsibility of wondering how they're feeling or what they're reacting to. I would rather just kind of go out and do whatever I have to do. And I just, you know, there's an added responsibility when you have people you care about in the crowd watching you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we know why Daniel Rodriguez has been gone for a bit? Do we know?
Yeah, his left hand. He had to have surgery on his left hand like 2 or 3 times. So, yeah.
Ooh, well, that's got to be interesting. How do you feel throwing that? I mean, that's scary. We'll see if he's gun shy with throwing that fucking thing.
I hope not.
That's awesome, man. Hey, anything else, Kevin? What else we got? Anything else new with you? Anything you want to promote?
You know what, guys? I normally don't do this, but I'm going to promote these 2 little songs that we just did. I did a song with my little cousin, and I did a song with my little cousin and my other little cousin. So just trying to get my family's music out there, so that way, hopefully, I won't be the only person in the family making a decent paycheck. So that way, everybody else can get extra money, and it won't just be me. So we all get this headache together.
I'd love to hear a little of it.
Yeah, so if you go to MGF Bandit on Apple Music, he has 2 strongs, and he has 2 songs on there that has Big Mouth on there. Big Mouth is me, of course. One's called Neck, and one's called Meditate. Neck's actually my song, and Meditate's actually his. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then if you go on YouTube and you do MGF Bandit, Meditate has a music video, and you get to see me in there dancing around and smoking a little weed. So it's pretty cool.
MGF Bandit.
MGF Bandit. Money Getting Family Bandit, yeah.
Jimmy, nice. I know what I'm watching later.
Kevin, thanks again, man. It's good talking to you as always. Have a great fight against Rodriguez, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Hey, and don't forget, let me know if the song's better than Tyrone Woodley shit.
I'll 100% I'll let you know. And say hello to Travis, buddy.
I will. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Game Day Ready, Kono CB2, the official pain reliever of the UFC. Kono CB2 is the only 100% drug-free canola-dine-based pain relief product in the world. Game Day Ready specifically designed Kono CB2 for elite athletes around the globe. It's now available to you to try its pain-relieving properties. Game Day Ready is so confident in Kono CB2, they are offering it for free. Go to trycb2.com to get your free Kono CB2 now. Everyone has a game today, from professional athletes to weekday warriors to those who have daily aches and pains that never seem to go away, which is me. I'm not an athlete. I know you look at me and you think, Jesus, Jim, that couldn't be natural. But really, I'm not an athlete. Kono CB2, I should probably use it myself because it has you covered. So it has you covered. It has me covered. Go to trycb2.com to get your absolutely risk-free bottle or jar of Kono CB2 today.
Hey, I want to hear that song, producer. I want to hear the song. I don't know if we're allowed to play, but I want to hear it. You already know I'm a shake. Iced out. Yeah, the boys great. Pop a purchase to elevate. Give me some brain while I smoke and I meditate. Throw it around, watch I move away. Duck in the field, yeah, they sliming, they hit the snakes. Hop in the stolo, we switch the place. He catching my hobby, young nigga, he skipping states. Moving them bows on the interstate. Staking the guala, young nigga, done made away. I pop a purchase to elevate. Give me some brain while I smoke and I meditate. Throw it around, watch I move away. Duck in the field, yeah, they sliming, they hit the snakes. Hop in the stolo, we switch the place.
Again,
Jimmy? I won't do that again. I fucking like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I like it.
I do too.
Yo, send me like a link to that or tell me what was it? MG, what was it again? They're sending me
MG Bandit. MGF Bandit.
MGF Bandit. What's up, Big Mouth? All right, listen, Jimmy. Yes. I had a fucking, this was, dude, reunited, Jimmy. And it felt
thank you. Over. Yes. And thank you, Tony, for tolerating the connection, even though I think it was on their end. And Kevin, let's hope we can get Tony back soon. And let's plug this. First of all, let's plug Sarah BJJ.
Oh,
that should definitely be plugged.
Yeah, man. Oh, hey, listen. Oh, Jimmy. Yes. The 16th of September, which is coming up, I'm doing like a sale at my school. So if anybody in Long Island is thinking about training, there's like a 50% off if you play up front for a year and that type of thing. It's a great deal. Come by Sarah BJJ, train some jujitsu. Go ahead.
And tonight, 7 p.m., I'll be at the Fat Black Pussycat a couple hours from now doing my hour. And this Saturday, it's at the T-Mobile in Vegas. The early prelims are 6, prelims are 8 p.m. This is all Eastern time. And 10 o'clock, the main card, pay-per-view, Chimaev versus Diaz. I cannot wait for this fucking fight. Will be very interesting. And again, Chimaev, we know, is the real deal. But going through somebody like Nate would really, you know, nobody could really question anything about this guy if he is to pull this off.
Well, listen, man, we have a new producer, Jake the Mighty. Yep. I'll just call him Jake the Mighty.
Sure.
But Jake the Mighty's better than, you know what I mean? I mean Jake the Mighty Ginger, but I'm not going to, it's too
long. No, you don't say it.
But Jake the Mighty is good, but you know I'm calling him a ginger. Yeah. But listen, Jimmy, I miss you, man. I'm happy this went down.
Me too, buddy.
I know you got a foot and a half out the door, but wait. That's it. I just wanted that little connection right there.
I'm right here.
You're right there, Jimmy.
I'll talk to you this weekend.
I love you, buddy. Say it back.
I love you.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.